Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The largest teachers union, I got to get to this, the largest teachers union, the NEA, just wrapped up their meeting in Florida, which got very little coverage. This was their leader, Becky Pringle, laying out the priorities for the children.
We are required to fight for fair and free elections and a woman's right to make decisions about her own body. This radical court struck yet another blow against our LGBTQ plus community that actually licenses discrimination under the First Amendment. NEA, we all dissent. We all dissent. We all dissent. And we will change this world. We will never bend.
Wait. That if the Republicans gonna want to win in 2024, just play that speech, Raymond. That will win the election. This is what your kids are being subjected to.
Well, so
rants and angry people, apparently. What a disaster she
somebody
is.
Somebody either needs a Xanax or an exorcism, but it has nothing to do with our
teaching
kids or the reading scores and math scores that are in the toilet, Laura. This is an abomination, and they give most of their money, $50 million, to the Democratic Party mostly. Where are our kids? How do they figure in all of this?
I beg to differ. I sound like what was his name? Val Kilmer in Tombstone. I'll be your huckleberry. I beg to differ with Laura Ingraham and whoever the guy the guy was that she was talking to. He said, "Oh, this is what they're teaching your children in schools." Yeah, that is true. I'll give you that. But the bigger picture is, not what they're teaching your children in schools, what they're teaching you. Your children are vessels. They're meant to teach your children so the children come to the parent and teach the parent. See, that's the kind of society we have today where the children are now the parents. And the education system says, okay, we're going to teach the children who will then say this to the parents, and then when we come out with it, everybody will be in accord. We will be in agreement. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is much more sinister. Think about everything that this woman said. A priority for the children, free and fair elections. Now, what are they saying to them? Same thing they're telling us. You will be quiet about the actual cheating that goes on in elections, and you will believe that these elections are free and fair. You think that message is for the kids. That's what cracks me up. We are, oh, that's what these people are for. They're to deliver. They're miseducating our children. No, they're not. They're slowly educating you. You're slowly testing this stuff. And your kids come and go, well, here's what they teach us at school. And you go, well, that's not really right. Or maybe you don't do anything. Maybe you don't push back at all. But where does it start? It starts right here with us. They float it. The kids are being taught it. If you're not plugged in, look, I've had multiple discussions. Melissa and I have had multiple discussions with the boys on politics. One of our adopted boys ran for office. But let me tell you, it always is a correction. Don't believe that. That's nonsense. Let me tell you why. And, oh, by the way, go back to school and tell them this. We did that with every single kid that we raised. She goes on to say it's a woman's right to make decisions about her own body. Well, it's a child's right to make decisions about their own body. How much do you think we're winning in the battle of this transgender nonsense? Who's winning? Who in the world could convince you? I mean, think about who has to make the decision to take a child for surgery. Now, the state wants to take that away from you. When a child says, I'm ready to have a sex reassignment surgery, and we're going to get into this with something that Neo, who's a pop singer, discusses. But when a child says, I think I'm a boy, I think I'm a girl, then they're in California. If you don't tell them, if you don't go do something about it, you could be, you know, sued or whatever. Your child could be taken away from you. That's how crazy it's gotten. So we now live in a country where you have zero control over your children. The teachers union can tell you that you will, they can tell your child, if you want to have a surgery, you let us know. We'll take care of it. We'll pull you from your parents. We'll do this to you. And they say it's their right to choose. But these are kids who can't drink. They can't drive. Technically, they're not emancipated from their parents. There should be very little involvement in the state. Think about what that agency, Child Protective Services, was set up to do. It was set up to handle the most egregious things that would happen to a child. Parental neglect, maybe your incest, things like this. Things that should rarely ever happen to a child. It was set up to say, when you see something egregious happening in a family, let us know, and we will come in, we will look at it honestly and objectively, and we will adjudicate. But we recognize that the parent is the best custodian for their own children. I mean, doesn't it go to say, I don't know how you feel about your kids. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have lots of friends and I love their kids. But if a bear were attacking all the kids, let's say I had your kid and my kid at a campsite, and a bear was attacking the kids, or, you know, threatening a child, I hate to tell you this. I'm going to break it to you as gently as I can. I'm saving my kid. And if you are in a similar circumstances and you've got my child and your child, and you tell me, Kevin, a bear attacked the kids, and I saved my kids, I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm going to go, wrong place, wrong time for the kids. Too bad I wasn't the parent, because I expect you to protect your kid. It is natural for you to protect your child. And here, you know, how much is the investment in the government has? If their bear attacks the kids and the government is protecting your kids, you want to know who gets saved in that scenario? Do I really need to break it down for you people? The government is going to save itself. It isn't going to care about your kids. The government's going to go, hey, bear attacks us. I don't know what happened. I was running.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The whole teachers union and all the things that we just played a clip of the lady who's over that teachers union. Everything she's talking about, none of the things she's talking about has anything to do with teaching students what they need to learn in life. Everything involved around some leftist nonsense. Psychobabble. And it was around LGBT issues. Really? A woman's right to choose. Election integrity. None of it had to do anything with school. And that's why I tell you, the left has... Forget the education system, folks. It does not exist. When you think about education, this is what happened when we think about our... When I was evaluating our nonprofit called Seeking Educational Excellence. It was originally targeted at K-12 and higher ed, and we have programs geared towards this stuff and how we're going to go about, you know, attacking these things, and we're doing it in very creative ways. So I do hope you will donate to it and help us out, because we certainly need that. We're fighting a mega billion-dollar business with pennies. But there's a way to defeat them. I promise you, I have the way. And I don't know how wealthy some of you are that listen to the program. I hear all the time, Kevin, one of my friends is a Texas billionaire and he loves you. Okay, haven't put his money where his mouth is. Haven't put $1 million that we will dedicate almost exclusively, I'll say 90% to the program. In other words, 10% just to run it. So $100,000 for employees to be involved. But we will spend $900,000, and I promise you, we will be the talk of the town in education. I would prove it with the first project with $100,000. I'm just telling you what we could do. I'm not going to give you the details because I'm not going to put it out there. But I have a project ready to go, and it would have the Democrats on defense so fast. And if they keep giving me the money, I'll prove to them how we can crush these guys. Anyway, I want to go back to this because she mentions the LGBTQ community as if America's doing something egregiously wrong to the LGBT community. They dominate media. You can't look up without some LGBT nonsense. And you know what they do? They went away from, they don't want to accept us for our sexuality. Because there are many gay people we know about, openly gay, in Hollywood and elsewhere. You know them. They're in your life. They're in your family, the whole deal. Now, you know how they got to offend you? Transsexuals reading to your kids, showing their naughty bits, and now that's the normal. Show these kids it's normal. Then let's showcase all the little boys who want to be girls and go do pageants and so on and so forth. Notice it's you hardly ever hear about the girls that want to be boys. You hardly ever do. It's always some little boy who's he's effeminate and he wants to do, he wants to do drag queen shows. Why is that? Why is the LGBT discussion so one-sided? I find it very interesting. The only time it's sort of not one-sided is when you get some lesbian like Reagan Rapinoe, who looks like a dude, or Rachel Maddow types, those types. They look like boys, and they're the most boisterous in, listen, you gotta check our sexuality. We're lesbians. You're just dudes. You're fake little dudes is what they are. They crack me up because they all have the same sort of profile. They're either super butch and they have the military haircut, the kind of Russian hammer thrower looking chicks, or they're like Megan Rapinoe and the Rachel Maddow types. But there's some vendetta, right? We got to deal with these LGBT. Nobody asks or cares about, are you lesbian? Are you gay? Are you bisexual? So the focus went on the transsexuals one-directionally because it's always the dudes who become the women. It's always the freaks who want to be the women. The dudes who want to still keep their naughty bits, but they want to go to the woman's prison or they want to read to kids while they showcase their junk. This is what we're supposed to be concerned about. Well, a Christian girls' school basketball team has been banned from competing in future tournaments after forfeiting a game against a team with a male student who claims to be transgender. The Mid-Vermont Christian School girls' high school basketball team pulled out of a game in the girls' state basketball playoffs. Head of the school, Vicky Fogg, told media that she chose to withdraw from the tournament because we believe playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. She says, allowing biological males to participate in women's sports sets a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general. And she's 100% correct. The Vermont Principals Association then banned the Christian school from future tournaments because the school would not allow their girls to play against a team with a male player. Now, this discussion, this battle, if you will, has been waging for some time. Easily winnable battle for us because we're protecting women. Period. Now, what do the left do? Well, in their zeal to not protect women, they declare that men who become women are now women. Non-lactating, non-bonus hole having men are now eligible to go be in any sport against women where they obviously dominate. And we're having this as some sort of a logical discussion. It makes no sense. What we should be doing? Let me tell you what we should be doing. I don't live in Vermont, but millions of us should get together and say to the Vermont Principals Association, when did you become so stupid? When did you, what is your job is not to determine if girls who say we are biologically born women and we're going to ban you, which by the way violates every tenet of what Title IX was supposed to do. I know this isn't college, but I'm saying these are girls preparing to get scholarships to college for whatever sport, in this case, basketball. And we've made room for them. I don't agree with Title IX, by the way, but we've made room for them by saying, okay, you've got an opportunity to play basketball at a sport at the collegiate level because we've made room for you. There's no room for you in the normal scheme of things because people are not watching your sport. They don't care about it. But we made room. And while in the process of making room, you know what we're going to do? We're going to let men dominate you. What sense does this make? The answer is none. So what's it going to take? What's it going to take before the cacophony of conservatives, the people who really do care about women, not the hairy underarm crowd, the people who care, who recognize what a woman is, who can actually define a woman. And we're going to get into this in the next segment because a guy named Neo decided to make a statement about this, and now he was under fire. And all it is common sense. And if you espouse anything that expresses common sense, well, you're a pariah. How dare you use actual science to defend your answers in actual definitions of real things?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, says former President Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn that state's 2020 election results. 18 other people were also charged in the case, including Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. Six former law enforcement officers in Mississippi pleading guilty to state charges connected to the torture of two black men. The Mississippi Attorney General's office charged the five former Rankin County Sheriff's deputies and one former Richland Police Department officer with conspiracy to commit obstruction of justice. Another controversial immigrant relief center set to open this week in New York City. The shelter site is on state-owned land on a parking lot and can serve up to 1,000 single adult men seeking asylum. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have a really interesting story. It's a small thing. It's very small, but I promise you, this is so worth it. You're going to want to tell people about this segment of the Kevin Jackson Show. I promise. And it has to do with a guy named Neo. He's an R&B singer, 43-year-old guy. He's got seven kids, five boys, two girls. And he does an interview, and he can't believe the nonsense. And I want you to understand, folks, this is a black dude living in Hollyweird. He's an entertainer. I mean, he's wrapped up in leftism. It's all around him. But he's also living life. Five sons, two daughters, 43 years old, very accomplished guy. And seems to be a cool cat. And he's doing this interview, and he makes his statement about what's going on in the world with this crazy gender nonsense that we're all putting up with. And I want to play the clip. Let's play cut one of Neo. And you listen for yourself. See if you disagree with him in any way. And here's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that this is a guy who... he's looking at this problem the same way we look at it, but he makes the comment at the very end where he says, I remember hearing this. And that's going to be the critical thing I want you to focus on. Okay? Here it is.
If your little boy comes to you and says, Daddy, I want to be a girl. And you just let him rock with that? You just let him.
Right.
He's five.
Right. And where did he get that
if
from?
If you let this five-year-old boy decide to eat candy all day, he's going to do that.
Exactly.
Like, when did it become a good idea to let a five-year-old, let a six-year-old, let a 12-year-old make a life-changing decision for themselves?
Right.
When did that happen?
Right.
Like, I don't understand that. I don't get that.
And to medicate these young kids that are five, six, growing up and knowing that it affects their brain. It affects their organs. It makes them sick. But they're not allowed to do drugs. They're not allowed to do alcohol.
Right.
We can medicate them.
He can't drive a car yet, but he can decide his sex?
Right. Oh, right. What sex orientation. And you can cut up his pee-pee. And that, to me, that makes no sense whatsoever.
And so I don't know if this is true, but I heard a rumor that they either passed or are trying to pass a law in L.A. that states if your child comes to you and asks to do some of these things and you say no, they can take your kid from you.
Yeah, that's true. Just passed in California.
That makes no sense.
They want us to have no control over our children.
I don't get it.
In schools.
I don't get it.
Hospitals, libraries.
Yeah.
They just want to manipulate. you got to understand, when they're so young and they're already... That's
impressionable.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And from them, they're going to believe what you say. I mean, you say Santa Claus is real. You know, the Easter
Bunny. And they believe it. Like,
right, exactly. They know what they're doing.
Remember who you're dealing with. Like, I can't take credit for it, but I heard somebody say one time, he's like, all right, if your son comes to you and says, Daddy, I want to be a girl, ask your son, son, what is a girl?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Neo. And the woman who was interviewing him is a black woman. This is the heart of leftism, folks. This is, when I tell you that our message resonates, we are on the side of righteousness, I'm not kidding. But here's what I want you to understand. When you ask yourself, Kevin, are you affected? Do you know? I don't have an answer for you. But I have this as a response. Neo at the end says, I remember hearing a person say, when your kid comes up to you, your four-year-old comes up to you, or whatever age you use, and says to you, I want to be a girl, what do you say to him? What is a girl? You want to know where he got it from? Well, here's the clip.
There should be no construct of gender, just sex. You're either male or female.
Right.
And someone feeling in a mental, emotional way that they don't identify with the sex that they have been biologically created as and assigned at birth based on their genitalia, if they don't feel that way, that there's no construct that describes that, experiences that.
Well, that's got nothing to do with the reality. So you can feel however you want. I mean, I could sit here and say that I feel like a tomato plant, but that doesn't mean that I'm actually in those things. So your self-perception, you can have whatever self-perception you want, but you can't expect me to take part in that self-perception or to take part in this kind of charade, this theatrical production. You don't get your own pronouns, just like you don't get your own prepositions or your own adjectives. You know, it's like if I were to tell you, my adjectives are handsome and brilliant, and no matter whatever you're talking about me, you have to describe me as handsome and brilliant because that's how I identify. It makes no sense. You don't get your own pronouns. That's grammar. That's language.
So you think it's a delusion? Someone is self-delusional.
Yeah, I think it's delusion. It can be a mental illness. It can be it's a lot of different things. With children, wow. You know, there's also just a basic confusion that all kids have. Like, that's why when you hear someone, a parent say, oh, my four-year-old son came to me and said that I'm a girl now, and so that's what I'm gonna raise him as a girl. No, you're a four-year-old. I have four kids. When a four-year-old boy comes to you and says, oh, I'm a girl, here's a good follow-up question. What is a girl? Ask him what he means by that. What do you mean by a girl? And when you ask him that, here's what he'll tell you. He will tell you what he really means is that he wants to do some of the things that girls do, like play with a dollhouse, or you know, he likes the color pink. That's fine. Play with a dollhouse. But you're still a boy.
I love that. Number one, I love Matt Walsh. I think he's a brilliant thinker. And I just think that people that think that way are special people. I happen to be one of them, but I do. I believe that. But here's what I want you to understand. Neo, the pop star, got that little worm in his brain from that very comment. If you want to know, do we get through? Are we penetrating the impenetrable cocoon of ignorance that surrounds leftism? I give you Matt Walsh getting through to Neo. Yes. So I'm not going to look, I could give you example after example of people. There's a pastor in Kansas City, preaches to a church every Sunday, and he called me just the other day. Kev, hey, Kev, how you doing, man? And I'm like, hey, how's it going? He goes, man, you going to do my radio show? I said, anytime. Go to his church. Every time I'm with this man, the first thing he says is, this is the guy that converted me from leftism. He's the guy that woke me up. Now, I don't know how many I woke up, but I know this. Neo is talking about Matt Walsh. Now, Matt got on Dr. Phil. He's got 2.3 million people in his YouTube channel. He reaches a lot of people. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think Neo woke up that morning going, oh, I'm going to go find me a conservative to listen to. I think it just, however it happened, it got to him. That's God's plan, man. I don't know how to do it. I'm not sitting there going, ooh, we're going to go out and make sure everybody knows what we're up to.
But I'll tell you this, if you're creative in the way you explain stuff, if people get it, if you can simplify it the way Matt Walsh did when he says to all these people to go, you tell me what it is to be your definition of a woman, and Matt says, and I don't have this clip, but he said this, why is it every time you guys argue the point, I always ask you what is a woman, and you've never given me a definition? And he does. He says, what is a woman? Well, there is really no such thing, and it's whatever you want it to be, it's fluid, and he's like, no, it isn't. They ask him, well, what is it? He says, it's down to your DNA. It's into your bones. He goes, when you die, if an archaeologist finds your bones 100,000 years from now, you can call yourself a woman, but they're going to say, this was a 30-year-old man who died. They don't know what's in your head, but they will know what's in your bones and your DNA. And he says, that's it. A woman is a person who is born biologically with female parts. And because then it was, well, they can't necessarily have a baby. That's not what defines women. Their ability to have a baby. Some can, some can't. What defines men? Their ability to procreate? No. All men can't father children. Biologically. Well, that's not what makes you a man. I love when arguments are done the right way. Now, here's Neo, because they issued an apology for this. But he came back and said, forget my publicist. Let me let you hear the words coming out of my mouth.
What's going on, loved ones? This is Neo. All right, listen. I normally don't give too much of a about what y'all think about what I do, what y'all have to say about what I say, whatever. I normally don't care because, like I said, opinions ain't special. Everybody got one. However, this is something I feel very strongly on, and I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So check this out. First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologize for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention is never to offend anybody. However, I'm entitled to feel how I feel. I'm absolutely entitled to feel how I feel the same way you are entitled to feel how you feel. I ain't asked nobody to follow me. I ain't asked nobody to agree with me. I was asked a question, and I answered the question, okay? I have no beef with the LGBTQIA plus community whatsoever.
All right, it ended there. I didn't end it. It ended there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And I'm glad, because when I saw his apology, I was like, what? What are you going to apologize for? You know my rule. I ain't apologizing for nothing. You say what you are. It's your reality. Your reality, by the way, is the right reality.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A Texas school banned trans identifying students from using the bathroom of the opposite sex and prohibited school staff from promoting preferred pronouns. This is Keller Independent School District. They passed the policies on June 28th in a 5-0 vote. One school member abstained, another was not present. One of the policies states a district employee shall not promote, encourage, or require the use of pronouns that are inconsistent with a student or other person's biological sex. Another policy requires students to use a bathroom or locker room that corresponds to their gender assigned at birth.
I applaud these schools. I applaud these people that utilize common sense in this matter. I think the idea, and it was funny, I went, before I finished that thought, I was looking at, how long has this pronoun stuff been going on? I thought, you know, this has been like a couple of years. You won't believe this. The pronoun stuff has been going on for almost a decade in terms of mainstream use, but as I did more research, I found out some of this stuff was brought up as early as 1976, and I'm going to read this thing from this article. It says some of the terms come from foreign languages. This, now, they were talking about the Z, the Za, the per self, verse self, things like that. And then they said, but Z, because of the German pronounced Z, S-I-E, Z. So, pardon me, they said Z and per are pronouns of the future utopia Marge Percy described in her feminist sci-fi novel, Woman on the Edge of Time, 1976. Says, and it's not the first time that people have tried to coin new pronouns. Writers have long been frustrated by the lack of a neat way to refer to someone of unknown gender, like he or she is clunky. If you use it several times in quick succession, your writing ends up looking like an explosion in pedant's factory, as a German columnist once put it. A linguist at the University of Illinois, Dennis Barron, has cataloged dozens of proposed gender pronouns, including ip, nis, and heiser. This was dating back to the 19th century. Most of these made little impact, though one, fawn, a contraction of that one, got into American dictionaries. He said, overall, though Barron recalls a gender-neutral pronoun an epic fail and reckons that new pronouns such as Z may not survive. And so anyway, but this is how long this has been in discussion. So don't think this is anything new. Academics study this crap, and then they force-feed it on us, and we're going, well, it came out of nowhere. No, it didn't. This same article references this. They said, now this article, by the way, was written back in 2000, and let me get the actual date. I believe it was 2015. Let me make sure. Yeah, December of 2015. Now, this article says, of about 13,000 students currently enrolled, this was in University of Vermont, it said 3,200 have entered preferred names in the system. About half of them have specified preferred pronouns. Now, they say this doesn't mean that non-transgender students, they could be non-transgender students specifying he and she. So it wasn't like his big conversion. But the same year, Harvard, which followed Vermont's example at the beginning of the academic year, about half of the approximately 10,000 students registered in the Faculty of Arts and Sciences have specified preferred pronouns. Slightly more than 1% of those, about 50 of the 5,000, chose pronouns other than he and she. So in other words, people were still using, if you'd asked me going to college what pronouns I prefer, I would have left the answer blank. But these kids, at least, they put it, he and she, but 1% of them in 2015 were using a preferred pronoun that was different. I bet you money, 2015 till now, which is approximately 9+ years, I know it seems like 8, but we're into the 9th year. It was December, so maybe it is closer to 8 years. But the point is, I bet you money, the majority of those people now, not the majority, but a bunch of them, now have their preferred pronouns as something stupid. Now, here's my whole point of this. Why do we let this happen? You get asked now, if you're just signing up for regular stuff, what are your preferred pronouns? So, I would love for some marketing team that says, okay, you're Kevin Jackson, your preferred pronouns are sexy brilliant, okay? And Dear Sexy Brilliant, and when you're referring to me, you use a pronoun, and you say something like, Kevin, we understand that sexy, blah, 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 blah. Kevin, we understand that brilliant. You know, or do you use sexy and brilliant versus you? Kevin, we understand that you really are interested in our product. Kevin, we understand that sexy are interested in our product. You get what I'm saying? Are you going to use it? How is that going to change the way you write specifically to me? or specifically to somebody else. How do you write, by the way, generically? You know, I talk all the time about, well, you know, when you're looking at the state of America, I'm speaking of you figuratively. Well, what if I'm not speaking of you figuratively? What if I'm speaking of specifically you? Or what if I'm writing an article that I think encompasses what I think most of you think? Do I have to use all your, please send in all your pronouns before I write this message? Because I want to speak to all of you, pardon the pun for you, because I don't know who you are. You understand how complicated we made things? This is language, folks. The ability to communicate quickly, effectively, without having to interpret. The less amount of interpretation you need, the better your communications. Lord knows, I'm not the best communicator. Melissa tells me all the time. But do I need to complicate it with a series of new pronouns and a bunch of other things? No. I need to figure out how to simplify communication. And that's what we all need to do. Where it's kind of like under the notion of if you're smart in a relationship, you'll say, okay, we'll take some barbs at each other for fun. But nothing your spouse should do should be done with malice. You shouldn't interpret it as that was mean and you meant it to be mean. If you misunderstand something, it should be that was seem kind of mean, but I don't think you're a mean person, certainly towards me. So will you please explain what you mean by that? Pardon the use of mean for two different reasons, but you get my point. If I don't think you're being malicious, I should be able to have a conversation and say, well, what did you mean by that? Or, you know, that statement was a little bit off-putting. Can you please explain that so I maybe won't take it quite as personal? Or whatever. That, to me, would be good communication. I'm probably wrong. I'll have to check with Dr. Phil. But I think I'm probably right on it. But now we complicate it. Oh, you didn't use the right pronouns. Oh, you didn't do it. You misgendered me. You misdid this. You did this. No, I didn't do any of that. I didn't do any of that. I just want to have a conversation. And let me tell you why the left doesn't want you to have an easy, basic conversation. Because you might solve it. You might solve your problem. I will speak for myself. The inability to learn the proper means of communication stunted my growth. I was probably stunted till 5 years old, which is the time my mother died, and nobody did anything to help me. So my reaction was what a 5-year-old would be, which would be, leave me alone. You know, if my mother can go away, you go away. Leave me alone. And as I got older, leave me alone became get the heck out of my face. There's a song by the Brothers Johnson. Get the funk out of my face. Get the funk out of my face. And that was the way I felt. Like, get out of here. But when you learn how to communicate, you're learning to you know, be clear and not offensive. These people act like, let me put it this way. They make it to where you almost have to offend somebody before you even start speaking. You can't say, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, you. Oh, it's you. My pronouns are, I don't have to give a crap about your pronouns. And I'm going to tell, and we've had this discussion. I don't know why we're covering this. I guess it was because of the Keller ISD saying we're getting rid of it. And I applaud them. But I'm not using pronouns, ever. And when somebody puts it on their forms, well, you know, we should be doing writing and saying, why are you putting the stupidity on your forms? Your preferred pronouns. How are you going to write a letter? How are you going to address this? Ask marketing people, do you want to address everybody's pronouns every time? Are you worried about offending somebody with everything you create? It's patently ridiculous. And what I'm telling you is this, folks. Push back. Stop giving in. When they put that stupid form on there, write a letter and say, I don't like your stupid pronouns. How about my pronouns are no pronouns? We got to start doing something. Harvard even did a thing. Pronouns matter. Ask me about my pronouns. They had promotional materials over this crap.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.